And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Even under the best of circumstances, the trials and tribulations that kids endure in middle and high school can inflict enormous pain and many damaging wounds. And for LGBTQ kids and those trying to come to terms with their identity, things can often be a living hell, especially when the adults in charge turn a blind eye to bullying and harassment or fail to acknowledge and accept the kids for who they are or are becoming. Fortunately, there's a growing national movement to end this neglect, a movement that the Durham County Public Schools recently joined by adopting a new policy that will, among other things, facilitate more training for teachers and staff about how to prevent harassment and bullying and promote gender identity-affirming practices like addressing students by their preferred pronouns. As a former Durham student who battled homophobic harassment during their years in school told NC Policy Watch reporter Greg Childress recently, the presence or absence of such support can quite literally be a life or death matter. School boards across the state should follow Durham's lead by enacting similar policies as soon as possible. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.